Well, hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we want our temples to be a temple of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, that can happen when we open the door and let you come in. Lord, I thank you and praise you for the people who have walked through these doors today. Each one is loved by you. And Father, as I look in their eyes and see their faces, I want to see them with me in heaven, Lord Jesus. Please save your people today. Father, speak through Pastor Jeremy as he gives a powerful message. I pray for repentance and the free gift of salvation to fall on every single person that's here today. We ask you to bless all the food that's come in and the people who have prepared it, Lord. And Father, we will give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, I want you to welcome Pastor Jeremy. He's going to come up and give the word. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I'm so glad to be able to be here again. I'm so glad and so blessed to be able to speak the Word of God one more time. You know, there's nothing greater than the Word of God. There's nothing greater than the love of God. And you know, as I asked God what He'd have me to speak today, He said these words. He said, God gave His all for you and for me. See, He didn't do it just for one of us, but He did it for each and every single one of us. There's not a single one in here that He didn't die for. And I'll tell you that right now. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you've done. God loves you. See, I spoke a message a few Sundays ago, and God said, God gave His all to Him we owe. But you know, as I begin to pray and ask God, God give me a very familiar scripture. Many know this scripture, many that are saved and many that are lost. It's John 3:16. It says, I'm going to read 16 and 17. It said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God not sent His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Jesus didn't come to condemn a single one of us. To be honest, we were already condemned. We were already headed for a devil's hell. But I got news. He came that you and I could be set free, that the chains could be broken. No longer did the devil have hold on you and I. And all we got to do is ask Him into our hearts. I said it was for each and every one of us. It wasn't, it said whomsoever. Whomsoever. That means each and every single one here today, He died for you. And if you were the only one, He still would have died that day on Calvary. See, the Bible says in Isaiah 64:6, but we are all an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like wind have taken us away. There is no one righteous, not even one amongst you. I got news for you today. Our works ain't going to get us into heaven. And you can do all you think you can do to try to get into heaven. It ain't going to work if you're just trying to work your way in. You can only come into heaven by none other than the blood of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's by asking Him for forgiveness and realizing that you are a sinner. Might be a little tight, but that's all right. You know what? I've heard people say, well, only this brother can get in because, you know, he's a good man. This man, he's a good man. But I got news for you. I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been. God died for you too. Thank you, Jesus. See, God died for each and every single one of us, church. Over in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. See, God got a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us here today. And I tell you what, He'll take you places you never thought you'd be if you only surrender unto Him. And you only give Him your life. See, He died a painful death for you and I because we weren't worthy. There was no way for us to have a relationship with the Father until He came and He died that day on Calvary so that we could be one with Him. There in the garden, He said, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, my will, but your will be done. He knew what was coming. He knew that he had to be beaten and that he had to be torn and that he was going to die a painful death for you and I. And by the stripes upon his back, we were going to be healed. No longer do we have to walk around in sickness. No longer do we have to be bound by drugs, pornography, alcohol, whatever it may be. We could be completely free because of what it did that day on the cross of Calvary. You may still say, I'm not good enough. Well, I'm going to show you a couple people in the Bible that I bet you at one point in time thought they weren't good enough. Matter of fact, one was Peter. And I'll tell you what, Peter was one that walked with Christ, talked with Christ, taught with Christ, went about with Christ. He was one of the disciples. But I'll tell you what, on that crucifixion day, when they got Jesus, you know what happened? He denied Christ 3 times. See, Christ told him he was going to deny him, and Peter denied it. But you know what? He denied him 3 times. He said, I know him not. I know him not. And just as Christ said, the cock crowed. But he denied Christ. But I'll tell you what. After he rose again, he met Peter there on the boat. Peter went back to the same thing he was doing beforehand, and that's fishing. But he met him there and he said, Peter, do you love me? Peter said, yes, I love you. He said, Peter, do you love me? He said, yes, I love you. He said, Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, was getting a little aggravated, and he said, Lord, you know I love you. He said, then feed my sheep. So even though he denied him, Christ still told him, hey, I still love you. I still want you. I still want you to work and do something for me. And I've got nothing but good for you. That's the same for you and me tonight. I don't care if you denied Christ, if you told somebody that he wasn't who he is. I tell you what, God loves you and he will forgive you. If you only come to him. Paul. Let's talk about Paul. Paul was one that crucified them that believed. He spit upon them. He would kill them that believed in Christ. He killed them that taught Christ. But I'll tell you what, one day on the way to on the Damascus Road, I'll tell you what, he met one named Jesus. There Jesus showed up and began to speak, and he knew exactly who was speaking to him. But I'll tell you what, God met him right where he was, and it changed his life for all eternity. You look throughout the Bible, he was a great man of God, a great instrument used by God. God still wants to use you. I don't care what you've done. There he used a murderer. Of course, you have the lady at the well. Here she was one that had many husbands. Not only many husbands, but many men that she lived with. But God gave her the living water. And she went forth to tell of one who knew all about her that set her free. See, Jesus came to do nothing other than set us free. To set us free from our addictions. To set us free from the things that have us bound. Now, one of the scriptures I really want to get into and read today is over in Luke. It's about the prodigal son. The prodigal son was one that knew Christ. That served Christ. That walked with Christ. Or as it says, walked with the Father. But then he went away. He let the devil lead him astray. You know, there are some that say, once saved, always saved. Once you ask him into your heart, you're always saved. But I got news. You got to live according to his word. If you begin to go out and sin and do the things that the enemy wants you to do, I'll tell you what, you're none other than his. You can't serve two masters. You either serve God or you serve the devil. So I'll tell you what, you can backslide. I'm just going to speak the truth. There's nothing else that I know to speak. But over in Luke 15:11, it goes on to say, and a certain man had 2 sons. Now just so you know, the Father represents our Heavenly Father. But it says, and a certain man had 2 sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he delivered unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into the far country. and there wasted his substance with riotous living. I'll tell you what, I don't believe one day he woke up and said, I'm not going to serve God anymore. I don't believe it happened that way. I'll tell you what, God's too good for it to happen that way. But I believe the devil sent somebody alongside that said, hey, guess what? Look over here. Oh, it's so much fun to just get a little bit wasted and drunk. Oh, it's just so much fun. We have such a good time. You're just miserable over there. All you do is work. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't do this. But he said, but look at us. Look at all the friends I have. Look at all the good things that I have. Oh, look at all the pretty women that you can get. I tell you what, I believe the devil used others to try to entice him. You know the devil's still doing the same thing today, trying to entice you and tell you it's better to just do whatever you want to do. When I tell you the best thing you could ever do is live for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But it began to entice him. And he let the devil get the best of him. Let me tell you, John 10:10 says, the thief cometh but to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants nothing but to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to take your life, and he wants to take you to hell with him. Now it's the truth. You can say, I don't believe there's a hell. I'll tell you what, there's a heaven and there's a hell, and one day you will see it if you don't open your eyes and cry out to God. But here he fell. He went out and he started doing the things of the world. And he wasted everything that the Father had given him. Let's read on. It says, and not many days after, the young son gathered all together and took the journey into the far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man give unto him. See, he was left broken and disgusted. Do you want to know what sin will leave you broken and disgusted? Do you want to know what alcohol will leave you broken and disgusted? You want to know what drugs will leave you broken and disgusted and headed to a devil's hell? See, sin is fun for a season, but there are consequences. And that consequence is death. You might say this is a little tight today. This is a little harsh. But you know what? I got to tell you the truth or your blood's going to be acquired at my hands. But he found himself broken. He was hungering and he was wishing that he could even eat what the pigs were eating. And you know what? To the Jews wanted nothing to do with the pigs because they were unclean. And it says, 18 says, I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son, and make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to the Father. But I want to stop right there before that. See, I like what one preacher said. He said there that day in that pig swine, there with the pigs, he said mercy and grace showed up. Mercy and grace showed up. I tell you, there's nothing greater than the mercy of God, and there's nothing greater than the saving grace of God. And God's saving grace is for each and every single one of us. He died for each and every single one of us that we could be set free. He realized that there was something wrong and that he needed to go back to the Father. He said, you know what? Even the servants are living better than I am. Maybe you're at that point today where you're broken and disgusted. And you know that you're a sinner, and you know that you're lost, and you know there's no hope. I'm here today to tell you there is hope in the Father. I said there is hope in the Father. Today is the day of salvation. So even though he rebelled against the Father and he did all these things, the Father was still there. And let's go on. And it said, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against thee. He recognized that he sinned. He recognized that he fell. You know, that's the first part of salvation. You got to realize that you're a sinner and that you need saved. See, many won't tell you that today. They'll try to tickle your ears and say everything's okay. You can live however you want to and you're going to go to heaven. I got news. That's not how it works. And he said, and the Son said unto the Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the Father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe. I want you to see that. The best robe. And put it upon him. And put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring him hither the fatted calf and kill it and let us eat and be merry. See, here he came back and the Father was there awaiting. And the Father ran down and swooped him up in his arms and loved him and gave him his very best. He wasn't just some servant. He was a son. I tell you what, God wants to make you sons and daughters of the Most High God. All you got to do is come unto Him. He's there with His arms open wide saying, all ye that are heavy laden, come unto Me and I will give you rest. He'll take care of you. He'll provide for you. He'll meet your needs according to His riches and glory. I tell you, it's the best thing I ever did was came back to the Father and gave Him my life one more time. And I learned that His word is so true, because you know what? Even though I denied Him, even though I walked in a rebellious state, He took me in and He loved me just as any other. And now He's blessed me to be able to share His word and to let others know that He loves you too. And you say, do you not have it? I'll tell you, it's the best thing I've ever done. I have more joy. I have more peace. And I'll tell you one thing, the devil ain't got me bound. See, when you give it all to Him, the old man passed away. Behold, all things become new. Some of us get in our mind, you know what, I got to change before I can go to the Father. I've heard it said over and over again, I can't talk this way. I can't drink. I got to quit all this stuff before I go to Him. Can I tell you, He wants to meet you right where you're at right now? When you kneel down and you bow down before Him and confess your sins and ask Him into your heart, I'll tell you what, you're going to come up a new man. Behold, all things pass away, and behold, all things become new. You won't have a desire to do what you used to do. And I know from experience. See, God wants to set you free. God wants to heal your body. You say, do you have problems? Do you still go through things? I'll be honest with you, yes. If I said I didn't, I'd be a liar. The Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. But you want to know the difference between me and somebody that's not serving God? I know who can make the way. I know who holds tomorrow. I don't have to worry about it. But I come today just to tell you that God loves you. God loves each and every one of us. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, He loves you. I said He loves you. And He gave His all for you. And you know all He wants from you is a relationship. But I tell you what, He gave us free will. And it's up to us whether or not we surrender our all to Him. And let Him be Lord of our lives. But I can promise you one thing. It'll be the best decision you ever made. I just named off a whole list of people even in the Bible. And I'll tell you there's even more. That weren't doing so well. That done many great things wrong. But I'll tell you what. God still loved them. I said God still loved them. He still died for them just as He died for you and me. See, when they were taken and to be crucified. I'll share this with you too. God showed me this, and I thought it was just amazing. Here, when they took Him to be crucified, many want to blame the Jew. Many want to blame this one or that one, but I got news for you. You know what? God laid His life down that day for you and I because He loved us. Nobody took His life. He laid it down. But there, as they were standing there, Pilate realized, you know what? Nothing. This man done nothing wrong. He said, I washed my hands of this man's blood. They cried out, let his blood be upon our hands. And as I read that right there, God said, you know what? That blood that was upon their hands was for them, was for their children's children, their children's children, and everyone thereafter. The blood and nothing but the blood is the way into glory. Only through him. You have people trying to deceive you, telling you there's many ways. I got news. The Son is the only way. You can only enter into heaven through the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this ain't very long today, but that's all right. And I'm just telling you again, God wanted me to tell you He loved you. And that He gave His very all for each and every one of us. I said each and every one of us. And no one, not one of us is better than the other. He died for all of us. Some of us just may have found the way. And some may still be longing for that way. See, there's a void in all of our hearts. And He's the only one to fill it. See, some use alcohol to try to fill the void. Some use drugs to try to fill the void. Some use pornography to try to fill the void. But I'll tell you, the only thing going to fill that void and give you the peace and the joy that you're longing for is none other than Jesus Christ. So at this time, the altar's open. If you'd like to pray, let us pray with you. I'll tell you what, if you're sick and afflicted, like I said, He took the stripes upon His back that you could be healed. God wants to heal you. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never has changed. He's still the same loving God, the same healing God, and He's still just as merciful. But I'll tell you what, He's also a God of wrath. So the altars are open.
Well, thank you for being so nice and quiet. And Jeremy has completed the word that he was led to give. And he's going to open up the altar here. And you're excused to get up and help yourself. But please don't hesitate to come up to this altar.